For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Isabella Paxton. The University of Missouri decided yesterday that they are going to change their exam requirements for international students entering the school. The Columbia Missourian reports that instead of requiring the test of English as a foreign language, better known as TOEFL, they are instead going to start requiring the Duolingo English test. The new exam is 1 hour instead of 3 and is less expensive. The university made the move in an attempt to increase competition for international students with other universities, such as Michigan State and Iowa State. Low-income and unemployed Missourians whose children's schools are closed can get help paying for childcare. Ellie Moxley has the details.
The help comes in the form of a subsidy that low-income families usually get to help pay for before and after school care. Federal coronavirus relief dollars will now pay for care during online school hours, too. Parents who are out of the house, whether they're at work, school, or job hunting, can get all or some of the benefit if they meet income requirements. Students in high-poverty districts and charter schools in Kansas City are almost all learning virtually. Programs like the Boys and Girls Clubs and Campfire have been offering childcare. I'm Ellie Moxley.
A violent year in Kansas City continues with another fatal shooting, the fourth in 5 days. The Kansas City Star reports that a man was found shot to death near a vehicle after 2 a.m. today. Officers were called about a suspicious car in front of a home and found the victim outside the vehicle. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. The University of Missouri has begun a hiring process in order to help enforce the use of the Campus Clear app. According to the Columbia Missourian, Campus Clear is an app that helps users track their potential symptoms for COVID-19. If a student is not showing symptoms, then they will receive a notification on their phone. This notification is intended to allow students into specific buildings on campus. However, since the beginning of the semester, the university has been unable to enforce this policy. The new hires will work in high-traffic locations, such as the Student Center and the library, to check student phones. St. Louis County health officials say a ban on some high school sports will continue until the number of coronavirus cases is reduced and they can recommend return to in-person school. The county's ban on some high school sports, particularly football, has prompted protests and an unsuccessful effort to take away pandemic-related power from County Executive Sam Page and the health department. The department says in a new release Friday that it has documented 5 clusters of transmissions directly linked to sports practices or games. Officials say decreasing chances for young people to spread the virus is a priority because such cases put in-person education at risk. I'm Isabella Paxton, KBIA News, Columbia.